Well, Chef Anthony Worrell Thompson is now a shadow of his former self, thanks to a rigorous diet and exercise program prompted by discovering, while being tested on a TV program, that he had metabolic syndrome, also known as Syndrome X, a collection of factors including obesity, diabetes, and high blood pressure, which, if untreated, dramatically increase the risk of an early stroke or heart attack. Fortunately, his problems were spotted before he developed full-blown diabetes, as Connie St. Louis discovered.
As with most guys who've got a very busy life, I said to myself, I haven't got time. And the doctor said, well, you certainly won't have time at the end of your life because it would be a lot shortened if you don't do something about it. So he said, you've got to find time. It is a matter of willpower, but it is also saying to yourself, you've got a life-threatening disease. You can't just treat it lightly. You've got to actually treat it really seriously and do something about it. And I've managed to get rid of my Syndrome X. If I hadn't had that revealed in a TV program, I probably would have gone on to be diabetic, and then I would have had far greater problems. They tell me to lose 2.5 stone. I've lost 1.5 stone so far. So what do I do in the future? Well, I'm still going to carry on doing the exercise. Hopefully I'll get fit enough to say I can do it under my own steam without paying a fortune to a personal trainer. I shall certainly carry on walking the dogs at a brisk pace, and I shall think very hard about what I eat.
One of the keys to successful control and prevention of diabetes is to eat foods that have a low GI or glycemic index. The GI index diet has become a regular feature of health and beauty magazines, but it's more than just a trendy way to lose weight. It's central to leading a healthy diabetic lifestyle. Dietitian Asmina Govinci.
GI refers to the way a food acts in your blood once you've eaten it, and it refers to carbohydrate foods. Certain carbohydrate foods will be digested quickly because of the way that their fiber is or because of the components within that carbohydrate. If they're digested quickly, they cause a very sharp, fast rise in blood glucose and a very sharp fall. This is considered to be unhealthy because you're actually getting peaks and troughs and swings in blood glucose, certainly not what you want to be doing in diabetes. If you choose low GI foods such as pasta, grains, fruit and veg, nuts, whole grain cereals, then your food is digested more slowly, which means that your blood sugar goes up more slowly. And this slow, steady rise in blood sugar is far more valuable in terms of general health, diabetes, obesity, Syndrome X, than having lots of high GI foods.
How am I going to recognise them, or do I just need to learn what is a good low GI food?
One of the leading supermarkets has already started labelling foods with lower medium GI logos. So that's going to be a great step forward for people with diabetes to at a glance know that this particular type of pasta or bread or beans are lower in GI than this other product here. There are also several books on the market, and if you look at a book with reputable, credible authors, then you will get a good idea of which foods are better and which foods to base your meals on.
One of Anthony's responses to his initial need for more information was to write a cookery book entitled Healthy Eating for Diabetes. All eating regimes should have their treats, if you're going to stick to them. But the GI index posed a challenge for Anthony in trying to create his favourite recipe, the chocolate sponge.
It was coming up with a pudding that diabetics could eat, because that's one of the hardest areas. Lots of fruit puddings, of course, you can eat, and things like that, and the custard seems to be okay with most diabetics.
What have you done to that that makes it more suitable for diabetics to eat?
Well, it's the reduction in sugar. But generally using a normal sponge recipe, but keeping it much lighter. So it was obviously cutting out the fats. I did a pudding that would serve 8 to 10 people, and I think it uses 5 or 6 teaspoons of sugar, which when you divide it between the 8 or 10, was within the boundaries that they recommend for diabetes type 2.
Anthony Worrell Thompson talking to Connie St. Louis.